I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
That guy's name? It said The Rise of Jack Antonoff, and I saw it as something different.
Oh.
Is that a movie or something?
I don't know. I can see how that would go wrong.
I know.
Though.
I did a triple take. I was like, "Is that a? Did they mess up what they were supposed to write on the television screen?" Anyway,
sorry.
Continue.
No,
it stunned me for a moment.
When you just glance up at the screen and you see,
exactly.
Or you think you saw that. Parks Casino Sportsbook, based right here in Pennsylvania. Download the app or click parkscasino.com/PA and use the promo code KDKA. Must be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Maybe you'll get in on Cincy Baltimore, an AFC North matchup Sunday at 1 o'clock. You had the Browns last night holding off the Broncos with all those backups in, the injuries all over the place, and the Steelers are off. So maybe you'll sit around and watch AFC North football. Maybe not. We'll get into that a little bit later, but how do you think we'll feel about the Steelers' place in the AFC North after this weekend?
Well, I think last night told a tale a little bit in that more so before the game was even played that Baker Mayfield is probably going to be out an extended period of time. Mm-hmm. So before one game was played, I think you can get a gauge on. All right, for me, I've said this a million times. It's a week-by-week proposition with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Like, I can't look a month ahead. This is a team in which I go week-by-week. And for next week, I think their propositions of winning just got better. You don't want to see anybody hurt. But when Baker Mayfield said, well, it's not just one injury. It's essentially the humerus, it just isn't very humorous, on my non-throwing arm is messed up. I got a torn labrum on my throwing arm. This might come down to where Monday there's an injured reserve stint for Baker Mayfield coming. I mean, it could be 3 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, that wouldn't surprise me in the least.
Prospects got better for the first game there, mm-hmm. and then you're going to watch the other two teams play. And I think, I don't know what can sway me all that much when Baltimore and Cincinnati play at Baltimore on Sunday, because I think my expectation walking in is that Baltimore's far and above, and they're going to show that they're far and above.
Yeah, I'm curious to see how this Cincy Baltimore game plays out, because I know it was Detroit they beat last week, but the way Cincy beat Detroit told me that, you know, a Cincinnati Bengals Detroit Lions game last year, or the year before that, before Joe Burrow really came on the scene, would have been some terrible 17-16 affair. But they've got so many weapons on offense now, and just as importantly, they're shutting things down through the air, which, admittedly, is not Baltimore's forte, right? It's going to be the Lamar Jackson show, and whichever old washed-up running back is now making something of it in Baltimore on any given series, whether it's Freeman or Bell or Murray, that'll be the focus of their offense. But I think it keeps it a close game. And I know, they just blew out the Chargers. There's no reason to believe that the Bengals can keep things tight with Baltimore in Baltimore, but I do foresee that happening. I think it's a 6 or 7 point spread. I think it's going to be a field goal game, and I think what we learn about the AFC North through that game on Sunday.
Cincy's defense plays.
I know, that's what I mean.
Right, they don't give up points.
Yeah, so between that game on Sunday in Baltimore, between the Bengals and Ravens, between the Steelers and Browns next weekend,
mm-hmm.
I think what we're going to learn about the AFC North is that it's a whole lot tighter, actually, than we ever thought it was. And that doesn't mean that Baltimore's not still clearly the best team in the division. I think they can be, but I think even at 6-1, and even if the Steelers were to go up to Cleveland and beat the Browns next weekend, and they're 4-3, and the Browns are 4-4, all of a sudden, everybody's packed in like a little 2-2.5 game pocket of the standings. I think this division is going to go, even though Baltimore may end up winning it, it's going to go down to the wire in all aspects of not just who wins the division, but is there a single wild card team from this division? Are there two? Could all three teams behind the division winner make the playoffs?
Hey, look, Lamar Jackson's completing 2/3 of his passes. That's not going to continue, I don't think. I don't think he's going to hit at 67% like he is now.
And if he
does, I don't think either, too. And his touchdowns and interceptions are where they've been about his career. It's like 9-5 or whatever. So it's about double. He's going to hit a rough patch throwing the football. I think he's throwing the football a little bit above his head right now. He's shown growth in throwing the football, that's for sure. I think it's due for a bit of a regression, and let's see how they handle that.
I think when you talk about regression and things rearing their head, I think what we're going to see at some point, and we've seen it with Patrick Mahomes the first few weeks of this year, is that you can only be so cavalier with the football. And when you run as much as Lamar Jackson does, I think he's got 4 fumbles this year already. 2 of them have been lost.
Correct.
So he's responsible for 7 turnovers already this year. It's going to catch up to them. It's going to bite them in the butt at some point, much the same way it's been biting Kansas City in the butt this year because their defense is terrible. It's going to happen to the Ravens at some point this year where they lose a game because Lamar Jackson put the ball on the ground or threw it to the guy in the wrong color jersey.
Well, Hollywood Brown's also dropped the football a bunch of times, too, and that could hurt them, you know?
It could, but what I think is interesting
about
him,
they're the most sure-handed offense.
They
play loose. They play loose.
That's a good way to put it. I think Brown has bounced back from that a little bit, but as long as he's relying, you talk about the completion percentage, as long as he's relying on dumping it off and checking it down to Mark Andrews 10 times every week, it reduces the amount of times he's able to open up things, you know, rip the lid off things to Hollywood Brown, especially if Brown is dropping the football. I come back to the turnover aspect of it. And if he's turning the ball over, he can be the most dynamic player in the league, which I think he is. If he turns the ball over in an inopportune spot, doesn't matter how dynamic he is in bringing his team back from a 2-touchdown deficit or absolutely smoking someone out off the gun in the Chargers last weekend. Doesn't matter. He puts the ball on the ground, it's going to bite them at some point.
One thing that I do when I watch the Ravens and the Bengals this week is I say, all right, but would the Steelers have made that tackle if they couldn't have made the tackle last week? That scares me. Look, Cleveland doesn't scare me as much anymore. Not even anywhere close, considering the quarterback situation.
You know what's funny, though?
They don't.
What you just said about the Ravens and Bengals and the Steelers tackling is exactly why the Browns do scare me even more now than they did, regardless of their quarterback.
Because of their offensive line?
Because of their offensive line, and because whoever they turn around and hand the ball off to, that guy's going to go for 4.5 yards a carry at least. And as long as they hold on to the football and they start breaking tackles against the Steelers, linebackers, and secondary, the way Alex Collins was last Sunday night, Steelers be in for a long day in Cleveland.
All right. Apparently, what did you say? Zangrilli is not on the call tonight, producer Matt?
What's going on?
Yet?
No, he is not.
Okay. So Josh Roundtree's joining us or Zangrilli's joining us?
No, Zangrilli is connected and ready
to
go.
So he's joining us even though he's not on the call.
Representing the right honorable Josh Roundtree is the right honorable Dan Zangrilli.
Yeah,
morning,
Dan. I mean, I could still do the hit. I could still join you guys, right?
I didn't know what was happening.
If I was violating the rules or not.
I'll be honest. I think Shenderovich, and Fishman would be disappointed if you didn't. They present our high school game of the week and Dan Zangrilli every Friday morning, and they got your back, not your wallet. So what do we have on tap? What will we hear from Josh Roundtree tonight? Which game is it?
It's going to be Seneca Valley, Mount Lebanon. 6A heavyweights. You know, how about the story of Mount Lebanon, guys? They are undefeated. They've not won a WPIAL championship since 2000. Can you think about that? And I think this year they have as good a chance to do it. And it's really amazing what Bob Pelko can do and has done, right? I mean, the guy just continues to work magic. But Seneca Valley, I mean, they can throw a wrinkle into everything tonight. Conference championship, they can put themselves in position to draw even and tie if they can pull off an upset. And then obviously ruin Mount Lebanon's perfect season. So we're going to describe the sights, bring you the sounds here of Mount Lebanon hosting Seneca Valley.
And Seneca Valley's an interesting team and an interesting study in that some of the Pine Richland coaches defected there and they're kind of controlling the offense, correct?
That is 100% correct. So a different dynamic. Do they have the horses and the personnel? No, but they do have the creativity, and I think that that's going to make things interesting. So that's why this game, to me, looking at Seneca Valley with one loss in the conference, Mount Lebanon obviously being undefeated, is there something that the Seneca Valley can do, or will that creativity lend to a very good game? And I think it will. So will the weather play a factor tonight? Don't know what the radar is going to look like, so maybe that's another element to it. So looking forward to it all. It's coming up at 7 o'clock on KDKA AM.
I think the last time Mount Lebanon won a WPIL championship would have been the time that they beat Mundy and Breston and Dutrell and those guys at Woodland Hills. Would have been 2000.
Yeah. So Chris Herring was the coach back then. So it's crazy to think that it's been that long, because obviously you think of Mount Lebanon, you think of a school with a ton of resources, a great pool of kids to draw from, and all of that is true, but they just haven't been able to get over the hump. They've been to the playoffs a ton. They've been on the doorstep a ton, but they've just not been able to push it across the finish line. And a lot of folks believe, especially after Mount Lebanon a couple of weeks ago, essentially dismantled Central Catholic over a two-day period. They started it Friday night, finished it on Saturday because of the storms a couple of weeks ago. They manhandled the Central Catholic Vikings. A lot of folks believe that that's going to be the championship game in 6A, Lebo Central. There was a scenario a couple of years ago where Lebo defeated Central in the regular season, and then Central Catholic just handled them when it really mattered in the semifinals to go to Heinz Field. But I don't know. They've got a lot of pretty good kids, a veteran-laden bunch. Kid going to Navy by the name of Eli Heidenreich. Kid Alex Texa, who should have a few D1 offers but doesn't. Mount Lebanon's loaded up, and they've got the coach that has pushed all the buttons as one of the greatest of all time in Bob Pelka.
Forgive my ignorance, Dan, but how does the playoff scenario work in 6A now with just the one conference in the WPIL with – just the eight teams involved? What, two regular season games left maybe? And then who actually goes, and how does it pan out as far as the actual WPIL title game goes?
Yeah, top six, you got a couple of byes in there, and okay. Essentially you're starting the semifinals. So the path to get to Heinz Field is a path of far less resistance than it is in many of the other conferences. So you're looking at a couple of teams that essentially have their playoff positions wrapped up. Mount Lebanon, as a matter of fact, already does. There are some scenarios with a couple of losses and a couple of wins that Seneca Valley couldn't make it, but I don't think that there's any reason that they cannot. But they have North Allegheny the following week. Seneca Valley does. So they really control their own destiny. They could go from being tied for the conference championship to essentially nearly tumbling out. But 6A is an interesting field.
They're going to unleash hell in November, those Seneca Valley Raiders.
Oh, geez.
Seneca Valley Raiders.
6A road action for the
Seneca
Valley Raiders.
Yes, there you go. Watch yourself.
Nicely done.
All right, Dan, we thank you so very much. We appreciate it. We'll talk again.
All right, see you guys.
Thanks,
the
Dan.
Best. Yes, are they still the Raiders? I know there was a push to change their nickname.
I don't know.
I know that, Seneca Valley Raiders.
So six teams get in an eight-team conference.
Why don't they just flip a coin? So if you're one of those two that are out.
Hempfield and Norwin, probably. They're both 0-5.
Oh, no good. They should play each other.
That means my Fighting Highlanders may actually be in the playoffs.
Could Kansas make the playoffs in 6A?
Well, it's Kansas.
I don't know.
Pump the brakes on Kansas.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.